Elishur, Chelik Aleph, Reish Samech Hei. This is the second chapter. Be'emes in kol hevdel im ha-tamid chacham tofes misra ilui. Really, it makes no difference whether the Tamid Chacham has an official position or not. V'chi'im hu yeshev b'dalad ha-moisav, einenu mu'ra b'dat im ha-briyos. Even if he's in his own dalad ha-mois, is he not involved with his society around him? U'melamed u'mocheh ha-sabayim u'chitzaseh, does he not teach, convey to others, inspire others, we would say, rebuke. Alekulo sheyach laklal. Mimele, the Talmid Chacham expands and is devoted to the klal, even if he doesn't have a particular position. Chazal say, tzurba merabanan deika bemasa, kol mile demasa aleh ramya. Whenever Talmid Chacham in the city, all the matters of the city are incumbent upon him. He takes responsibility. V'alacha pesukai etze halacha. V'chol talmid shigia lehira'ah, a talmid who is now capable, is qualified to give hira ois, ve'enoi moire, and doesn't use that ability, reze moinea tira, he's withholding Torah from society, v'nasen michshalis lifnei Ephraim, placing stumbling blocks before the blind, because he could have taught them, and not having taught them, they stumble, ve'alav ne'mar, regarding him, the pasuk says, ve'atzumim kol harugea. Milashon Rambam mashma, deiver gam ken al lifnei iver. The Rambam speaks about nesen michshalis lifnei ivrim. V'ze lechora tamo, it seems initially surprising. The mehechet teisi lechayev al lifnei iver b'chagoyinda. Why would we think that there's a prohibition of lifnei iver in such a situation? Derei lo matzilu lifnei iver b'sheve al tase. We don't find lifnei iver in a passive form. Lifnei iver is generally when a person does something. Classic example is to give wine to a nazir. So here he's not moire. This Talmid Chacham does not provide rulings. That's a loisase. The answer is ela de seirasei sheyeches lehaklal. His Torah belongs to the klal. V'umoneh maklal samagelo. He's withholding what the klal needs. The shabin hashav kemasen. This is considered like an act. Considered active, not passive. At any rate, emor me'ata zoi mahusesh Talmid Chacham amiti. This is the essence of a true Talmid Chacham, is Baal Shnei HaPanim Kam Vo'ar B'Tom V'Ranal, to have the two aspects, the two facets, as we explained in the previous chapter, from the Ramak. V'chamuvan Gam Im Mekabel Al Tzmo Tamid, a Tafkid. Of course, even if he does take upon himself an official position, Hu Nohe Kacha, he behaves in that way we described in the previous chapter, V'Einu Mapil Davar Arza Mekol HaMul El, does not neglect any one of the matters we discussed. But the matter here has a wider significance. We are astonished at the Nevi'im. This is an expression in Hebrew, to harden one's face like a rock. I mean, they were fearless. Fearless. They rebuked kings and ministers and powerful people. Very harsh words. They prophesied to these people calamities that will befall them. They weren't afraid. They didn't recoil from doing such things. In a similar vein, we find throughout history that piskim throughout generations, after Nevoah, paskuis piskehem. They came to the conclusion in halacha, v'chol mastinim sheb'olam liyachlu lazizam imikomam. Nothing could budge them from their conviction. Once the psak was there, they just couldn't be budged. Tekifus hadasas, of this firmness, minayin lehem lebalei hanevoah ulebalei hayira'ah b'Yisrael. Where does it come to prophets and poskim in the Jewish people? Ein ze kim siman linevoah semes. It's a symptom, it's a sign of true prophecy, the Torah Elohikis, and a godly Torah hamiromemes es nesel lemale mikol pachad morah bifnei b'adam, that elevates those who have it above any sort of fear of human beings. Zeu mishpato shekol dvar Torah semes ad hayom hazeh. And this is the characteristic of any true Torah word to this very day, le'amer lefli chayis, to be said just with total conviction, yes, mutzak eitan, to be solid, shekol haruchis sheba'olam lo yazizu mimikomoy. All winds cannot budge it. V'tofsei ha-Torah, those who have the Torah, he is talking about all Talmidei Chachamim, he is saying Dvar Torah Semes, is committed to the truth. Minayin lahem hakoach la'amod b'chagoyin zeh. Where does the strength come to stand in the face of the withering criticism and the pressures that face them in these situations? In the words of the Talmud Torah that we discussed in the previous chapter, it's the facet that looks up. That realm of his life where he's not teaching, he's not conveying, just with his Creator, it strengthens it, anneals the Talmid Chacham, so that he shouldn't be discouraged, even if the entire world opposes him. The truth is, there's nothing a Talmid Chacham hates in the world more, like self-negation in the face of the fads, the intellectual fads and people and fashions, meaning intellectual things, and compromising in mila deshmaya. Talmid Chacham has nothing more than this. Talmid Chacham amiti einu mevater b'shum oifen ba'olam. True Talmid Chacham never, under any circumstances, wavers in concepts of matters of halacha where wavering is forbidden, where there's no margin. He's prepared to forgo his place, his pay, wages, his kavod, whatever it is, as long as not a hair's breadth is taken off the halacha. This is, of course, the paraphrase of the Mishnah in Seita. In these generations, as Mashiach is about to come, so chutzpah is gay. V'ikar chutzpah mufnes klapei tofsei ha-Torah, mostly towards the Torah world. Ledakei ma'amadam, to oppress their standing. Lashpil kevoidam, to denigrate them. Ul abdam lelichuach zar umeval ha-Torah, and to try and mold them into a way of thinking which is alien to the Torah. How numerous are the nisinos for a Talmid Chacham in such a generation? But there's so many pressures to conform and to compromise in halacha. Nonetheless, one should not despair. A person is firm in his mind, will succeed even in this generation to uplift the flag of Torah. Ach kamuvan. This goes without saying. In shum svara b'olam, there is no svara leaskim lidvarim hamnugadim ledas Torah, to agree to things which are against the das Torah, kedei lizkos lemitzva, in order to attain a position. And this is something that happens from time to time. There is a havamina. This is why the author is saying this. A person who is a true Talmid Chacham, and in order to get a certain position, this is more common in Eretz Yisrael, where he thinks he will have an influence, he will be able to accomplish certain things, but to get the position requires certain compromises. And the author says, there is no svara in the world to agree to anything which is against the Torah in order to earn a position, or kedei lishaer, or in order to maintain the position. If it's not possible to maintain the purity of the Torah in Rabbonus, in being in a certain position, there's no point whatsoever in Rabbonus. There's no doubt in this either. Rav b'Yisrael, ha-mevi l'doros b'suras emunah amitis, who brings to his congregation, or whatever it is, Rav is, we can take it in a broader sense, he brings to his listeners the tidings of true emunah. Umar elosam osha b'Torah, and exposes these people to the light in the Torah. Dvarav yu nishmaim, he will be heard. Loi be'askanus velo b'tkifus levan machzirim esador l'mutav. It's not only with activism that one brings a generation back. Ela sheyesh l'manhig atzmoi l'amod al ma'amkei Torah k'dusha. The manhig himself, again we go back to the previous chapter, he himself has to delve into the Torah. B'fanim ha'mistaklim l'mala, with this, as the Ramah calls it, the face that looks upwards, not the face downwards where he bestows according to the needs and abilities of his audience, but the face upwards, v'davka loy l'histapek b'divrei drush levad, and not to make do, not to suffice with simply words of drush. This is so much more true today than when the author wrote this. People who are not true Talmidei Chachamim and involved in cure of some sort or another, and really, all they've been trained to do is vorts and a little bit here on the Parshan, just divrei drush. It doesn't have this panim esteklim mala. He's not growing and deepening his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds hollow. It doesn't do much. L'œil allemand Israël. This is a phrase from Yirmiyahu Navi. I think it's from Yirmiyahu. L'œil allemand Israël. The Jewish people is never widowed. There's always leaders, always powerful people, always talented people. Uvris kerusa. We have this is the Gemara in Shabbos, right? We have a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo tishtakach Torah miYisrael chas v'chalila. The words of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Right? Lo yishachach mipi zaroi. It's a breeze that the Torah will not be forgotten. V'atalmid chacham haragilis boned im koinoi yom yom. Again, the Talmid Chacham who deepens his own learning. He's not just a community rabbi who focuses on that polished Dvar Torah on the Friday night. Those things are hollow. They don't do very much because people sense that this is not a true Talmid Chacham. He's a person who's been trained to a certain extent to manufacture Divrei Torah. So, a Talmid Chacham is really misbedeim kodoh yom yom, growing and deepening himself. Chazaka alav, it's chazaka. She's telling us that he will marry to be Chacham Chavashim. That's a pasuk, and Gemara explains shebeshah shepesach Divrei Torah kol nasim kecherushin. When he starts speaking Torah, everyone's like mute. Isn't it? It's such a powerful message that nobody can dispute it. Then, when people notice and know that he is solid, heavily laden with Torah, then his words will be heard also when he speaks about Hanhagah, about how to lead the community, how to directions and whatever it is. How wonderful are these words in the previous chapter? Here's a wonderful question. Would it not be sufficient? Instead of the two facets that we spoke about, have just the one. Let this face hinge, sometimes looking up to receive the wisdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes looking down to bestow on others. Why does he speak about two faces or two facets? No, you have to have two separate modes. Yan shete avodes nifadoisen, because it's two different avodos, kabbalas hachokhma v'hashpa'asa, to receive and then to bestow. Ma shetalmid chacham zeichel lekabel b'shois isbodedu seim konoyim terasim. What the talmid chacham attains in those hours when he's learning is not concerned about teaching and bestowing and influencing and growing others. No, just for himself, those hours, einu yachol ve'einu rashai limso hal'a. He cannot and may not hand it over in the same way and in the same depth as he received it. It has to be processed, like we said. It's a new avoid, it's a serious avoider. To ascertain the needs of the mushpaim, what they need and the nature, abilities, and to process the words that he mushpia. Not too high, not too low. They should be sufficiently infused with the light of the Torah. It should have a positive influence on his listeners. Onwards. Oilam chesed yiboneh, the famous pasuk in Tehillim. Talmidei chachamim hinam banoim sheskim bevinenei shel oilam kol yomem. You remember this Gemara in Shabbos, which is quoting a Mishnah in Mikvaois. Right? The Mishnah mentions banoim. What are these builders? And the Gemara says, it's talmidei chachamim. They are building the world constantly. Ve'kivan sheken, because of this, kol iskam shetalmidei chachamim ubechesed. The talmidei chachamim is really involved in chesed, ki rak bechesed mi'olam. One can only build the world through chesed. Kol istaklus lemata, this looking downwards of the Ramak. Lirois ma what needs to be bestowed and how it needs to be done. Ad voida kabira shel chesed. It's a tremendous avoida of chesed. Kol ma shetamid chacham oisei makelal, whatever he does with the community, whatever the community projects is involved in, kavanase le chesed. Kol dvar tira, whatever he says in Torah, kol tichacha, he rebuke, kol eitza, every advice that he gives, kol sichas cholin shelo, every casual conversation, kol peula v'chol mas v'tzipur mushubayim, every action, everything he does for the tzipur, kitzad nigash, what's the approach? Be'ahava rabba l'tzipur l'chol yachid, with tremendous love for the community and the individual, uveratzein az ligmoil chesed in kol echad v'chad mim, with a strong, powerful will to bestow chesed on each one of them. Sometimes it's necessary to speak very harsh words. It's paraphrasing, you know, Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Koyisomai, Leveis Yisrael, Vesageid, Vnei Yaakov, difference between Amor and Sagaid, and Rashi explains the Dvarim Kashim Kegidim, very harsh words, sometimes it's necessary. One cannot avoid excoriating words which may not, things which may not be done. They need to be uprooted, they need to be criticized. Ulam, however, Adam Gadol yedal lechalkel devarav b'mishpat. And Adam Gadol knows, huh? To choose the right words. Uvemesek sefasav yaskil yishboer mechitzes sheyisnagdus v'zedein. With the right words, yaskil, yeah, you'll use his intellect and then choose the right words to break down partitions and walls of opposition. Uchlal gadol, there's a tremendous rule. Gam tviyos chazakos meod. Even when a person makes very strong demands, if they stem from a source of chesed, umlovois chesed, and accompanied by chesed, hen miskablois levashemeh, it's likely they'll be received by the listeners. Vinei maserav, here's an example, just a prototype for this. Kasher Rabbeinu HaGaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had to hoch ches mishu, when he needed to rebuke someone, haya makdim matana latechacha. He would try and bestow a gift first before doing this. Somehow, v'chamuvan v'inzech lomayit. Of course, it need not be said, it's obvious. Shamuichich chayav liskoinen latechacha say. A person has to prepare to rebuke. V'yachshob libo zman rav. You should spend a lot of time thinking, kitzad uve'ezeh oifen, how, in what manner, which words, yagid es ashe alav lagid, he must say what he has to say. Be'ezeh noisach uve'ezeh haba'as panim, what formulation, what expression of the face. In befanim zafois, must his face be stern, in befanim retzimiyoes, merely serious, in bechiyuch, with a smile. Klal adavarim, the bottom line, koil soid ha'ashpa'a v'yiseidah hu chesed. The whole concept of influencing is chesed. Chesed eino mischalek l'ruchanius v'gashmius. It doesn't divide between ruchanius and gashmius. V'chol amarbe l'gbol yom apir yois. Whoever gives to people, who ba'al hashpat, he has influence. Zoi midas avram avin alav ha-shalem shenata eshel, as the pasuk says, v'gamal chesed mikol ha-ilam, v'al yedei ze, it's not coincidental. It's not coincidence. It's because he was the mashpia that he managed, ikiyas shem ha-shem b'fi kol biya, that he managed to bestow and to plant emunah in this generation. Ve'ein ma'aseh ches lebevchinas minhag chasidus etzel maniga b'michor ha-Torah. It's not just an act like that. Ela she'ein shiurim b'da'agasoy. It's a real concern le'tzibur talmidav o'en shekel l'soy. For his circle, whatever it is, talmidim, community, whatever it is, neighbors. It's a real concern. Uvediyuk k'mo yishemutal alav achiyuv ledog le'tzochim ruchanim. Just as he has an obligation to take care of their spiritual needs, kach mutal alav achiyuv ledog le'tzochim ha'gashmim. He has to be concerned for their physical needs. Im lefanasa, im lerefuah, whether it's parnasa, or for whatever it is. Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom yochiach asher do'ag. He himself was concerned. Me'ayin li basar la'aseh lechol ha'am hazeh. We're not going to take meat to feed this entire nation. Hevei omer, what we should get out of this is ki ra'ayis atzmoy mechuyav lidog lecha. So himself obligated in this. Oy va'avoy lemanhig ha'machazik atzmoy rak limnahil ruchani. Woe to a person in authority, a leader, whatever it is, who holds himself to menahil ruchani. You know, I must look for his chavrusa, that's all. Shir mitavkidav la'azol letamidav ulikei la'asoy b'sibu tzohem ha'gufanim. It's not up to him to help his talmidim, his community, whatever it is, in fulfillment of the physical needs. No, just spiritual needs. Woe to such a person. Uchvav hira zakein, a phrase from the Gemara, I think Rabbi said it about Rabbi Yosei. Rabbeinu ha-goen Rabbi Yisrael salanta mevayr, ki gashmi yosoy shel hazulas, hi aruchanius sheli. That person's gashmius is my ruchanius. That's the correct approach to this idea. These are, of course, just scratching the surface of the ways of a manhig mashpeer. What is the source from which this person derives some guidance about his approach? There's one source here. Interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses those midos to guide his world. And that's where we learn how to guide our own world. The ways in which a Rav guides his community, and it's really a maseches of the details of the mitzvah to follow Hashem's ways, and these particular 13 midos specifically. מין הנמנה לתאר בפרקים קצרים אלה. It's impossible to describe in these short chapters הפרשי הפרקים במסכת זו, even the headings of such a מסכת. וגם אך ורק הבן של כל בני הגולה, כרבינו רבי ישראל סלנטר, נשמס עדן. Only really the great man in the generation, the greatest leader, היכול ללמדן במסכת זו לעומקה לרחבה, would be able to teach us this subject completely. אנו אין לנו אלא לרמז כאן על עוד כלל גדול אחד. We're just going to hint to one fundamental idea. רובן של 13 מידות הרחמים מתייחסות אל האדם החוטא. The majority of the מידות הרחמים refer to a person who's already a חוטא. מהשם השני, השם, השם, כי רחום וחנון. The first one, חזר, say, השם before the chate, then the next one is already השם after the chate. As Rashi puts it, מהשם השני שהוא השם אחרי שחטא אדם, עד נעשה אבוין ופשע וחטא. זה השם, השם, כי רחום וחנון, ערך, רפיים ורב חסד, all of those are for the person who's already chate. הקדוש ברוך הוא סבל ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא בזד, he carries the world. הוא סבל חטאים, he carries them, he bears them. ואף משפיע חיים וחסד לחויטה. Not only that, but he continues to bestow on the חויטה. ויודע, knowing, כי האדם ישתמש בכוח זה המושפע, that the person will use the very strength that Hashem gives him להסמרד נגדו, to rebel against him. He knows it. זוהי גבורס גבורי סוף. This is the גבורה. הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא סיינרה, he hates it. He detests the חטא, but he doesn't cast off the burden. אל קנה, the pasuk says, "Ein oiver el midasoi limchoil al avidas elilim." He doesn't forgive so just like that. You know, when a sin leaves lipara, there will be consequences. Uvechol zot, but notwithstanding that, Omar asers that the words be l'shon yachid. Asers that the words are given in the singular. Why? Liten pischoin pele Moshe, in order to give Moshe something to say. Lelamet se negoria b'masegel, so that Moshe could defend the Jewish people. Lo elahem tzivisa, lo yelachem Elohim acherim. Moshe says, I mean, it's a ridiculous argument. Moshe says, you spoke in the singular, you spoke to me. You never commanded the Jewish people, lachem. So when they made the eagle, they went over. Elali levadi. Yeah, kana v'sene chet mizeh. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous and hates chet, but nonetheless, v'nesen makoyim lelametz negoyim meidach. He leaves room for Moshe to defend the Jewish people with a really absurd argument. Kach v'izbarach manigesamoy. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides his nation. Die beharazo. Just this comment is enough. Kam al manhig bisolis azer besavlanuz. How a Jewish leader has to have endless patience. Liyos seiveles atzibur to bear the community al kol hachataim anasim bikirboi. Notwithstanding all the chataim and all the misdeeds and all mistakes being made. Veshema tuma yeh adish klapei averois. You might think, well, this permission to be indifferent to whatever is chasmi lazgi, heaven forbid. זהו מנהיג אמיתי, a true leader, כל דבר רע הנעשה. Anything incorrect that's done, אפילו עבירה על מנהג יהודי, never mind the Oraisa or the Rabbanon, עבירה על מנהג, דויקר עושה כמחת בשרה, should hurt him like a pin plunged into flesh. והוא סיינה בסכליס כל חטא ועוון. He hates, he totally detests every hate. ובחירוף נפש הוא משתדל לתקן לו הכרחות. בסירוס נפש, he tries to correct and to rebuke. He's not concerned for his own kavod and popularity. But after all of this, he bears the community and loves the community. And his rachamim must suppress his justified anger. To the point where his anger is aroused, these are all words from Chazal, these expressions. Legolel gal shel rachamim. He manages to still override his anger with rachamim. Hu moiseh nafshel etaken. He's moiseh nefesh to correct and to improve the community. V'sovel ala. But nevertheless, continues to be meitiv, or have to continue to bestow and to love. V'cham chiyuniyim em dvarim ele l'chol mechanech. This is true not just for community, Rabbi. It's essential for every mechanech. And here mechanech means a parent as well. He may not cast off of himself the yoke of carrying his Talmid stroke child because this Talmid is doing serious things under any conditions. To continue to interact with him. To search for ways to improve this person, Talmid, child. Never should there be aroused in this Talmid the impression that the teacher, parent, has cast him off. Mi yode, who knows? Im lo hu ha-mechanech atzom, maybe this mechanech himself, or this parent himself, ra'ui shibo yashlichos, is deserving that the creator should cast him off, ve'lo yosef lo, not to bear him with his mistakes anymore. Uvechol zeh yosef lo mechayo, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to bear him and to carry him. Ve'chen yaseh hu im talmidoi zeh, he should do this with his talmidim, or whatever it is. I made a note for myself here to look in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara discusses the pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Vav that speaks about Hashem. Ani yesboil, ani yesa, ani yesboil v'malei. That Kadosh Baruch Hu bears and bears and carries and buries and etc. Let's try and finish. Mekabel milemalo mashpeh lemato. So the Talmid Chacham receives from above, bestows below. Zeu Talmid Chacham oisek bevinyanei shel olam kol yamav. The Talmid Chacham who is building with Chesed the entire world all his life. Begisha kazei. When a person takes this approach, misbatlois kol anetiyos. This negates all the tendencies that we have, that make a person vulnerable, a person who has a public position. Is there any need anymore for a person like this, who has this at his root, this approach? Is there any need to speak about avoiding honor, and love of money? It's not shaykh anymore. There's no common denominator anymore between the kavod and kesef on the one end, and Talmid Chacham shekulo chokhmah v'chesed. Talmid Chacham whose essence is chokhmah and chesed. But nonetheless, hamichsholim merubim, there are numerous obstacles, v'datenu ketzara, and we may stumble, v'alenu l'sheni l'atzmino tamid. We have to constantly repeat, constantly revise, ki eilehem simanei ha'ikesh el Talmid Chacham ha'tofesin v'abitzibur. These are the primary characteristics of a Talmid Chacham who takes a public position. Number one, the two of them. Tzeni'us kitzoinis b'inenei kesef. An extreme, modesty is not quite the right word, circumspection in matters of money. Leval yechalev piv, so he should not desecrate his mouth. Daber tamid al dargoy is to speak about whatever levels it is. There's an associate rabbi and deputy rabbi and rabbi. All sorts of dargoyis, all sorts of levels. And zechuyois, and he has certain rights, and tviois that he has, certain claims being any maskores. Kimin hagan sherefuav mishpat b'olam, like professionals would do. He should not speak in these ways. And furthermore, v'tehedi rasoi shel Talmid Chacham nikes befashtusa, and the home of the Talmid Chacham should be characterized by simplicity. Shiyader mimena luxus. It should be lacking completely in luxuries and things. That's the first characteristic of this Talmid Chacham who takes a public position. V'asiman hasheni, the second one, vitur kitzoini al kavoid medume. An extreme aversion to kavoid. Lefanim b'Yisrael, in many, many years ago, yeah, he's talking about in terms of the Gemara already. Kasher gedolei Yisrael yashuv b'sechamam b'chvoid melachim. Gedolei Yisrael were treated like kings. Az hayu chayavim lakpid al kol b'ya b'chvodam. They were obligated to be makpid on any impingement on the honor, ki az nechsheva kifgiya b'chvod ha-Torah, because it was really impingement in the honor of the Torah. So they had to stand up for it. Ach bador hazeh, in this generation, kimat ein mi sheyodeh le'arech k'erko shel Talmid Chacham. There are very few people who know b'chlal how to appreciate the value of Talmid Chacham. Merov haburus ve'amaratzis sheyad al olam, because of total ignorance among the people. Uverov ha-shiflus, because of the low generation, because the generation is so low, enim yodim k'tzat lechabed, they have no concept about kavod for Torah. Ma shayach efo litboa kavod, it's not shayach then to demand kavod ha-Torah. Ulehefer, in fact, it's quite the opposite. Kol ha-she Talmid Chacham yitba kavod, the more a Talmid Chacham demands honor, yomru abuyos kavod atzmo do'ish, people say, he wants it for himself. Uchidai b'zayon v'ketzef, the pasuk in Megillas Esther. It's just a disastrous thing. Not, in our generation, it's not shaykh. Zeus ve'oid, and this is one of these prescient passages where the author wrote 40, 50 years ago, things that are so much more in play today. Nega histanen eleinu. There's an affliction, an insidious infliction that has come to us from Anshei Olam. It comes from the outside. It insinuates from the outside world into the Torah world. Anshei Olam halehutim acharei Torah kavod, where there's such a passion for all sorts of titles. V'chol hashel adam yiten da'ato. Just whatever, but title, title, title. They have something, some letters after a person's name. Le'umazes, in contrast, kol simas libam shgidol Yisrael. The Gidol Yisrael, their attention was always Ahisat Tamid, lema'et atzman v'dom, always to minimize. U'me'olam lo shamanim Gidol Yisrael. We never heard such a thing, Gidol Yisrael, shitzifu lechasim asam to Arav. They never signed, horav kacha ve'kacha, kim choyne po kilas kodesh poni. They would write, da-da-da-da-da-da, and at the end, here in kilas kodesh, such and such. U'shemer mishmeres ha-kodesh b'kilas kodesh almoni. If you look, if you're very often sitting in the classical forum when they're at the introduction, that's a Yosi, the Moshe, the Chone Pokil Askodesh, never with titles. It's so absurd, this pursuit after this title, Ram, Reish Masivta. Somebody is teaching in high school, Senior Ram, just to get some sort of perspective, the Gemara says Shabbos Kufi Dalet. What is a Tamil Chacham? Kol sheshalim asu alecha b'chol mikom uva. You can ask him alecha anyway and you can say it. That's a Tamil Chacham. Lema nafka min asa Gemara? What is the matter? The answer is lemanuye parnas al atzibur. When you're looking for somebody to fulfill a certain position, to take a position, it makes a difference. Because ibechada masechta. If he can do this in one masechta, you can ask him any question on the maseches and he will be able to answer. Basically, then you can put him in charge, in his place. In a little village, he can be the leader of the community. If he can do this in the entire Mishnah, everything, then Beresh Mesif, he can be the Rosh Hashiva of the Jewish people. That's a Tamid Chacham. Not somebody who went to an English-speaking yeshiva for 4 years and can translate a couple of words if he's got the art scroll with him. Yaradnu, people forget what Torah is, but everyone is a Rosh Mesivta, and every Rav is a Harav HaGaon, and every, whatever it is a Rabban Shekhol Bnei Agola. It's ridiculous, this pursuit. Aval Seif Seif, Gam Bedorin Yishnam Rosh Yeshivos Erim Neto Azeh. In our generation, also there are Rosh Yeshivos who deserve the title Rosh Yeshiva. Afim Lefi Kine Amida, of course, according to the scale of Yiftach Bedor Kishmuel Bedor, it goes without saying, every generation has its own standards, and our generation is not so. But still, we have Rosh Yeshivos. Aval Eze Zilzul Yishbe, it's such a zilzul in the Torah, Shekol Melamed Dardika, every the last teacher, not Ataral Smikari Ram, is already Rosh Yeshivta. Mamash, barely knows how to read, barely knows how to translate, he's already he's a rabbi, and he's a senior Ram, and this has come to us from the outside world, where everyone, you need to have this title and that title. It's ridiculous. A Talmid Chacham Amiti Borech Mitoam. A true Talmid Chacham escapes from these titles. Ve'af Mitoam She'enem Olim Mitoam. All the more titles that are really not suitable. They're not correct. Harav Ga'in. There's so many walking around. Harav, we have so many Ga'inim who are not Ga'inim. Gadlus Amitis Nikeres Betirov Masim. True Gadlus is seen in one's Torah and in one's accomplishments, not the titles. See, learn from the two greatest examples of these last generations. They never had a position, nothing. The two greatest people never had a formal position. The Chafetz Chaim wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chazon Ish wasn't nothing, klum. יצא קוילם, that should be not קוילם, בכל הארץ יצא קוילם, ובקצה סבל מיליהם. They were the greatest, accomplished the most influential, without, they didn't sign the name, רבן של כל בני הגוילה. That's how it's Chaim, he signed his name. That's what it was, nothing. Didn't take any form position, but they did, they accomplished. עד כאן.